We're talking with
Leah Ingram, and I'm the author of the new book, The Complete Guide to Paying for College, Save Money, Cut Costs, and Get More for Your Education Dollar.
No matter how old your children are right now, it most likely will feel like it's too soon when you hear this. Especially if you're a bit short in the college tuition department. Leah Ingram says it's never really too late to find a way to pay for college, even if you thought starting super early would work.
Our family tried that and failed at that. Middle-class families face this unique challenge of never having earned enough to fully fund college with a college savings plan. They make too much to qualify for traditional need-based aid, and they can't pay for college out of pocket. My advice is be kind to yourself and realize that if you can't save 100% for college, saving whatever you can is better than nothing.
Other than the 529 programs, are there other similar options for parents?
There are still a few states that have something called prepaid tuition plans. You pay today's tuition for college in 18 years, and it's a huge savings. Unfortunately, there aren't as many states as there once was that have these. Alabama, Florida, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Nevada, Texas, Virginia. So if you could swing a solid amount that would cover 4 years of in-state tuition now, that is an investment well worth your time and money.
There are other people out there who are in a different circumstance. What should they do?
How can you make the scholarship system work for you? And there's two ways to approach that. The first is sit your son or daughter down and say, guess what? Your job for the next however many years is to spend 2 hours a week researching scholarship opportunities. Because the admissions officers that I interviewed for the book said one of the biggest mistakes that parents and students make is thinking, oh, that $500 scholarship, that's not a lot of money, so I'm not going to bother. But if you can manage to cobble together four or five or six $500 scholarships, well, sure, college is not going to be free, but you have probably now covered the cost of books and more for all of your time in college. The student needs to step up and start looking for scholarships and make it a job, schedule it on the calendar, and don't discount the little scholarships. The second is parents think, well, my kid is smart, my kid is going to get merit aid. But if you're only applying to colleges that are top tier, you know, the Ivy Leagues, the elite colleges, guess what? Everybody who goes there is smart. Nobody is getting merit aid. And merit is basically free grants and scholarships that are given to kids with good grades, good GPAs, good SAT, ACT scores. So what parents need to do is, if their end goal is to secure as much merit aid as they can, I've got tips in the Complete Guide to Paying for College on how you apply to colleges slightly below your son or daughter's academic profile. Chances are that college will, here I go again with the air quotes, buy your kid because they want smarter kids going to their college.
We were talking with Leah Ingram, author of The Complete Guide to Paying for College. I'm Jude Lindley.